Welcome to another Safety Driven podcast. This is part one in a series of 8 podcasts that discuss the elements of a safety program.
So the Safety Driven Program Manual, it talks about management, leadership, and commitment. So my first question is, what do you guys mean by that?
Leadership and commitment are foundations for the entire program, because if management does not believe in the program, neither will anyone else. It's both easy and hard to show your commitment. You start by establishing clear policies around how the company is expected to function safely. Policies are both your promises to your employees as well as your expectations of performance from them. Once established, make sure you communicate the policies to your employees so they know the rules. And then comes the hard part. You have to follow the policies yourself, even when that means you have to go back inside to get your safety vest before entering the yard. Your good example is key to getting everyone on board.
Okay, so then what are some common mistakes made around management, leadership, and commitment?
Having unwritten rules. This assumes that everyone knows what to do and leaves you responsible if they misunderstand or don't know. Not following the policies you've written. If you don't make the policy important by following it, no one else will think it's important either. Be sure you are only making policies that you intend to use and follow. Not communicating your expectations of performance. If your employee doesn't know what you expect them to do, then you cannot hold them at fault if they do not do it. And failing to hold employees accountable for their actions. Sometimes, in spite of everything, an employee will not do things according to the established policy and must be corrected. And here's where a good stepped discipline policy helps get them back on track.
So I understand the pitfalls. What are some of the best practices to help me get started?
Well, you can establish good, clear written policies that only include those things you plan to do. Make sure you sign and date the policy when you create it. Make sure that those policies are available for review. I mean, after you tell your employees about the policy, they'll still need to be able to refer to them if they have questions or want to refresh memories. Review them annually to make sure they're still appropriate. And when you review them, make sure you update the signature and the date. And I can't stress this enough, follow them yourself. That is the mark of a leader. This has been an overview of management, leadership, and commitment. Part 2 of this series deals with hazard identification and industry-specific hazards. If you have questions on this or any safety-related topic, contact a safety advisor at ohsadvisor@safetydriven.ca or check the resources page at www.safetydriven.ca. Safety Driven, driven to improve safety.